Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Happy 2024. We, of course, are tracking our New Year's forecast closely. It is a chilly start this morning. We're going to walk through exactly what to expect today and how travel looks coming up.
Plus, one person was hurt in a crash overnight in Raleigh. We have new video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
And celebrations all around the world and right here in the capital city, ringing in the new year. We'll reflect on the celebrations and look ahead to 2024 this morning.
My goodness.
Welcome to your Monday. Welcome to a new year. I'm Ken Smith. We're glad you're with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Happy 2024. We have made it. We are here. A brand new year. And meteorologist Anthony Baglione is with us this morning. Anthony, starting off 2024, a little chilly out there.
Yeah, we're starting it off no 20s at the moment on the map. I think we're going to be a little bit warmer than what we saw the past couple of mornings. But we're sitting at 38 currently in Raleigh-Durham, 35 in Rocky Mount, 37 in Goldsboro. Happy New Year to all of you. I hope you've had a very relaxing, enjoyable celebration here the past couple of days. We take a live look outside downtown. It was, of course, a very busy night yesterday with WRAL's first night. A little bit quieter right now as everyone's probably headed home sleeping, just enjoying this calm morning, but like I said, a little chilly. We go through the day today. Let's time out Futurecast. There likely will be some cloud cover this morning, and I think Futurecast is kind of missing that, so just plan on some clouds this morning, some sunshine by the afternoon. You may have seen kind of a light green go by on the map there. We should be nice and dry. I do not expect any rainfall. Coming up here in just a few minutes, though, we will time out our next potential system and show you how the next few days shapes up.
Andy, thanks. We continue this morning with news out of western Japan. A tsunami warning currently underway after a 7.6 magnitude earthquake struck the western part of that country. It hit around 2 o'clock this morning, our time. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, powerful aftershocks followed the quake. Those aftershocks measured 6.2 and 5.2 magnitude. Japan's Kasai Electric says its nuclear plant saw no abnormalities in the area. Well, back here at home, cleanup is underway this morning in downtown Raleigh after a big party to ring in the new year. Yeah, you're looking at the iconic acorn drop ringing in 2024. Happened at midnight. It was part of WRAL's first night Raleigh celebrations. Tens of thousands of people gathered on Fayetteville Street to celebrate the start of a brand new year. It was an exciting night for the crowd with live music, amusement rides, food vendors, and art exhibits lining the streets.
We really didn't have any plans, so we're like, why not just come?
It's really nice.
Of course, a New Year's Eve celebration wouldn't be complete without fireworks. The crowd was wowed by a big show right after the acorn drop.
The city of Fayetteville held its own downtown New Year's Eve celebration at Festival Park. Night Circus, a district New Year's Eve spectacular return for the third year. It was jam-packed with a variety of carnival attractions, including stilt walkers, fire dancers, roving magicians, festive food, live music, and more.
I'll be following some breaking news this hour. One person is hurt after a crash in Northeast Raleigh. WRAL's breaking news tracker getting this video from that scene. It happened on North Raleigh Boulevard and Westinghouse Boulevard near the 440-401 interchange. The person involved is expected to be okay.
Well, the Greensboro community mourning the death of a police officer shot and killed while off duty, a growing memorial at the Greensboro Police Department honors Sergeant Philip Dale Nix. Police say Nix witnessed a crime happening at his sheets on Saturday, and he approached the suspects. He was shot and died at the hospital. The department's social media post says Nix worked many assignments, including criminal investigations as a detective, a patrol sergeant, and most recently supervisor of the Family Victims Unit. Nix was also a team leader for the peer support team for more than 12 years.
I think it shows the dedication of our police officers, whether they are on duty or off duty, that they are always focused on protecting our community and serving our community. And I think he is a hero.
Three people have been arrested in connection with Nix's death. Two 18-year-olds, Jameer Foster and Zaquire Blackwell, along with 28-year-old John Morrison. Foster is charged with first-degree murder. The other two men face accessory charges.
And Michelle, the impact of Sergeant Nix's death is being felt by law enforcement agencies all across the state, including right here in Raleigh. A lone police car and wreath stand as a memorial in honor of the fallen officer outside police headquarters. People from all over are coming to pay respects. That includes members of an organization dedicated to helping families of officers who've died in the line of duty.
I just want to give our deepest condolences and prayers and thoughts to the officer's family, as well as the department here in Greensboro, because we know that this heartache is going to be hard. Like I said, with the holidays being here and now it's a new year, you know, we want them to know that our thoughts and prayers are with them.
Well, the Greensboro Police Department plans to share ways the public can help Sergeant Nix's family in the coming days.
Firefighters are working to figure out what caused a fire that destroyed a home in Moore County yesterday on New Year's Eve. Around 8 p.m., crews were called to the home on Pinewood Drive outside of West End. Firefighters say no one was home at the time. Crews from nearby stations were called to help fight that fire. Four adults and two kids are out of their home after a house fire in Sanford. This is video from a neighbor. Spout Springs Emergency Services said they received a call around 7 o'clock last night. Thankfully, there were no injuries. The Red Cross is assisting those affected, and officials say the cause of the fire was accidental.
I want to turn our attention now to RDU International, wrapping up a very busy holiday travel season. And that's where we find WRU's Laura Levine right now as we look live at the airport this early morning hour at 4:36. Laura, last year was a record-breaking year for RDU. Set the scene for us right now.
Hey, Ken, good morning. Yes, it's the start of a new year here at RDU. As you mentioned, the airport exceeding that record, stamping back to 2019. Here at the airport, things are moving pretty smoothly here at 4:30. We're looking at only two delays and zero cancellations. As you can see, people are flying out, but we're not seeing long lines at this hour right now. RDU expected to close out the year with that strong passenger traffic after a year of announcing those new airlines and adding new destinations and welcoming more passengers than what we saw here before the pandemic. More than 403,000 people were projected to travel over the holiday season through tomorrow, January 2nd, when we're also expected to see more people here at the airport. But with that total of about 806,000 passengers flying over a 19 winter holiday period. So the RDU here says that they served about 22.5% more people than they did around the same period last year. They also said that they made sure they had enough staff here to accommodate the high passenger traffic. We're talking about having those ambassadors on standby, which we have continued to see the increased staff here this morning as we continue to monitor how people are doing, how those flights are moving out this morning. We'll keep you updated on the number of cancellations and delays today. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Mooresville.
And starting today, adult websites may require your driver's license, while others may go dark in North Carolina. A new law meant to protect children goes into effect today. The state law requires adult websites to verify ages to make sure no one is under 18. It doesn't spell out the method for that, and the company that owns the largest adult websites in the country would only tell WREL they'll comply, not how. The law does say, though, that once these websites verify the user's age, they're supposed to discard that information.
Also beginning today, the process of how teen drivers get their driver's license will change. That could mean a delay in getting to the next level. Teens are now required to have their learner's permit for 9 months before being able to get their provisional license. During the pandemic, this time was shortened to 6 months. The DMV has added 250 staffers statewide to try to cut down on wait time, so that could help. Drivers should call the DMV or go online to get an appointment.
As people came together to ring in the new year, law enforcement agencies stepped up their resources to stop celebratory gunfire. The Durham and Rocky Mount Police Departments released PSAs about the dangers.
There's almost no way for us to figure out who did this, because when you have who knows how many people shooting in the air, it could be any one of those bullets from, you know, up to a mile and a half away.
We will have a zero tolerance approach to all outdoor gunfire violations that occur within the city limits.
Falling bullets from New Year's Eve celebrations have been a problem in past years. In Durham, two deadly cases since 2020 are still unsolved. In Rocky Mount, extra officers were deployed to busy areas last night, and the Wake County Sheriff's Office also warned to put the guns away.
If they are going to be celebrating, keep the firearms secured in safes, and if they're going to be using fireworks, obviously legal fireworks, and again, gunpowder and alcohol do not mix.
In Durham, anyone caught firing a gun into the air could be charged with a misdemeanor and face a fine of up to $500. Beginning tomorrow, changes are coming to hospital visitor policies in the Triangle. This comes as more patients in North Carolina hospitals are being treated for flu than COVID-19. At Wake Med Hospital waiting rooms, visitors must be at least 12 years old. At UNC hospitals, visitors must be 11 years old, and masks are strongly recommended. Beginning on Wednesday, Duke hospitals, they're limiting visitors to two at a time per patient. Children under 12 are not allowed to visit unless a provider gave them prior approval.
Well, it's about 4:41 now. Coming up, huge waves are giving business owners a hard time in California.
Yeah, hear from one of them who says this is the second time this year her restaurants has flooded.
And North Carolina native Brooke Simpson joined WRL anchors at First Night Raleigh. She gave us a peek into what we should expect from her in 2024.
Plus, you're taking a look over downtown Raleigh this morning after those 2024 celebrations. Anthony Baglione has your first week of 2024 forecasts with a chance for showers. That's next.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. Time now is just about 4:45 here on the very first day of 2024. Let's talk about where we sit here currently across the region. If you are traveling today, what we have going on is this cold front back to our west. What that's doing is bringing a little bit more cloud cover in this morning and also a big center of low pressure up toward the New England area. That could cause some travel issues in that direction. We should be nice and calm for us. That front, though, will cross as we go through today. Looking pretty good here across the western parts of the country. We do have the cloud cover associated with that current system across the east in New England. We're at 52 there in Raleigh, 48 Atlanta, but you notice the bulk of any and all moisture should remain up to the north. Our next chance of some showers comes in as we head into late Wednesday night into Thursday, but that's not going to be a big impact event.
Hundreds of migrants arrived by plane to the Chicago-Rockford International Airport early on Sunday. The flight from Texas carried about 355 migrants. Officials say the migrants were immediately boarded onto buses heading toward the city. It's unclear if more flights are on the way. Right now, there are nearly 15,000 people staying in 27 shelters across the city. Local Chicago officials have been begging the federal government for help with the crisis.
Well, the Seal Beach Pier is back open in Orange County, California this morning. You see here, this area saw a lot of flooding over the weekend. Flood advisories were issued for beaches along the Southern California coast. This is all because of heavy rainfall, but also large waves. Waves are expected to calm throughout the day today, though, but not before devastating some residents like Rosie Ritchie.
The water was just coming too hard and too fast, and it was devastating for everybody. I don't know what I'm going to find when I go in there next, so I'm praying that it's not much, but if it is a lot, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult.
End to the year and the beginning of a new one. Richie says this is the second time in less than a year her restaurant flooded. The National Weather Service predicts more waves next weekend, reaching some heights that's up to 10 to 20 feet.
Hollister, North Carolina native Brooke Simpson joined Dan Haggerty and Ashley Rowe during WRL First Night Raleigh last night. Her music has taken her from right here in North Carolina to the West Coast, to Broadway, and around the world. Simpson led us into what we should expect from her this year.
You did Netflix. You did Broadway. What's next for 2024?
Right now, I am just trying to finally sit still after touring for almost 2 years straight now. And I'm just ready to record an album. So I've finally gotten back into studio, and I'm just excited to share with the world what I've been writing while on tour this whole time.
Oh, we were getting ready to go on air, and you mentioned that this is the longest you've been home consecutively in a while.
In years.
Anything about North Carolina that you missed the most that you were like, I got to get this in?
Oh my gosh. I mean, the family, the people, the Southern hospitality, the food. Ugh. Nothing compares to North Carolina food. North Carolina barbecue is top tier. But yeah, there's just something that always hits different about North Carolina. And no matter where I go in the world, in the country, North Carolina will always be home and will always have a special place in my heart.
Oh, what a great interview. Some may not know this, but Brooke Simpson actually hosted First Night with WREL before. She is so fantastic. And last night, Ashley and Dan were out there interviewing her. It wasn't a bad night for First Night. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with a look at our first day of 2024 weather-wise. It's not bad out there.
Yeah, really not too bad. It is chilly, and that's kind of what the forecast was last night as well. But for what we could be this time of year and really where we should be, it actually was pretty nice. Good morning to all of you. Let's start off with a live look right now, our North Hills camera. Everything's pretty calm. We do have some cloud cover, though, out and about. What that's doing is keeping our temperatures from going as cold as they could go, but it's still going to be a chilly start. 38 is where we're at in Raleigh-Durham, 41 in Fayetteville, 40 degrees currently in Southern Pines. We'll see temperatures today probably warming up right about 53 this afternoon, but again, you notice here those temperatures this morning below 50 will keep it feeling a little bit cool. Over the next couple of days, though, we are very consistent. We stay mainly in the 50s through the next 4 to 5 days. Upper 40s today for our northern counties, low to mid 50s here from about the triangle down to the south. All in all, looking like a pretty good New Year's Day. We should not see any travel disruptions. Let's take a wide view here, though, show you what we have potentially coming this way, any next weather makers, things like that. We just don't have a lot. There is a cold front back to the west, as the name implies. We'll bring some relatively cooler air for us tomorrow. It's not going to be too noticeable. I think that will be maybe a couple degree difference for us. That comes through later on today. That's kind of why we're seeing the cloud cover, but then the bulk of any travel problems would be up into New England, New York, where we have this system going on right now. That could cause some travel disruptions, but not anything too major, I don't think. Let's bump Futurecast ahead. We can see, I think it's missing some of the cloud cover this morning. It's not necessarily doing a great job of that. We go into the afternoon, moving the clouds on out of here, and we should get some sunshine. And then overnight tonight, it will be a nice clear forecast. So travel looking good here across the entire country for the most part. 50 there as you head out toward Albuquerque, 52 in Denver. A very calm air mass. You can see the lack of cloud cover, the relatively comfortable temperatures, and then we get into New England. More cloud cover, but overall not too bad. 44 there in D.C. today, 52 in Raleigh, 72 as you head down toward the comfortable Miami area this afternoon. Let's talk about the next 7 days, though, here. So as we head into the first day of 2024, we're at 52, 51 on Tuesday. Lots of sunshine for us tomorrow. It should be another great day. We go to 55 on Wednesday. There could be some more clouds coming on in. A light chance of a shower there on Thursday. You can see that 30, 20% chance or so. That's going to be pretty minor impact for us. The next one, guys, that looks to come in on Saturday, that will bring some heavier rainfall. So I would plan here. If you have any plans next weekend, keep an eye on the forecast.
All right. Of course, we'll absolutely keep everyone informed, as we have always been doing. Hey, Anthony, thanks. North Carolina has a brand new millionaire and the first Powerball millionaire of 2024. We'll tell you about the Clinton woman who won big as the clock struck midnight.
What a way to enter 2024, right? My goodness. Plus, whether it's eating healthier, starting a business, or just being outside more, we'll discuss our New Year's resolutions and what some folks in Raleigh are wanting to accomplish in the new year.
Of course, the New Year's a time for new beginnings, right? So WREL spoke with some New Year's Eve revelers at the First Night Raleigh celebration to see what they want to accomplish this year.
Probably just trying to get more active and get outside more. I feel like I did a lot less of that this year, so I want to get back into it.
I want to try and volunteer more.
I hope to accomplish to get better at soccer in 2024.
Toys.
So I opened me a group home. I know I want to open up a dog shelter, and I see myself owning the food truck.
Well, all right. Wow. How about that? Those are a lot of lofty goals for a lot of people.
Right?
I can see it.
I know. I love that. How do you feel about resolutions? Sometimes I feel like there's so much pressure that people put on themselves to make a resolution and stick to the resolution. So for me, I mean, I like more of a goal than a resolution, because I feel like, I don't know, there's a lot of pressure with it.
There is, you know, and I feel that pressure because last year I said, all right, my resolution this year is to learn how to play the guitar. I fell so short of that.
Oh, but you're going to do it this year.
Bringing it back. And instead of calling it a resolution, I'm going with you and I'm saying it's a goal of mine. How
about
that?
There you go. I love it. I love it so much. All right, well, the new year is here and celebrations around the globe were a sight to see. Take a look at this. Australia rang in 2024 at 8 a.m. our time yesterday. The firework display happened near the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Just beautiful. And in Hong Kong, they celebrated the new year with its largest firework display. The theme of this year's celebration was New Year, New Legend. One lucky North Carolina woman is Powerball's first millionaire of the year. This is Pamela Bradshaw from Clinton. She won $1 million in the Powerball First Millionaire of the Year drawing. Her win became the second year in a row that a North Carolinian won $1 million on New Year's Eve in the Powerball promotion. Bradshaw won a trip to New York in a second chance drawing and became one of five Powerball players chosen nationally for a New Year's Eve drawing that she won. She said she would love to buy a new home with that $1 million. I love it. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, speaking of big money, you could start this year by becoming a multimillionaire. The jackpot for tonight's Powerball drawing, $810 million. Of course, no one matched all the numbers from the Saturday night drawing. You can watch the numbers drawn live right here on WREL before our 11 o'clock news. But coming up on 5 a.m. this morning, we continue to follow the latest on that earthquake in Japan this morning. Coming up on WREL News, what we know so far.
In 2024, It's Here will show you how areas across North Carolina and across the country celebrated.
And the new year means some legislation goes into effect that changed the process for getting teenage driver's licenses next.